If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us out of the three stories to figure out which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and like I said at the top of the show, this particular edition of Who Sucks Less, all about the kids. So let's get started.
Why?
It is. It's about the kids. Oh, the story's about the kids. Who's thinking about the kids?
Why do you say it like that?
From South Park, man. Eric Cartman. You remember the episode? I want to say he ended up becoming, what, like a school teacher or something?
Oh, yeah, he is.
And like in the inner city.
But isn't that an actual movie that they're ripping
off? Yes, it is. It's from a movie, right? So the inner city kids, and like anything, then you must have some kind of ethnic accent, right?
Right.
Because now you can reach the kids. So he spent 20 of the 30 minutes of the episode basically saying that. Yeah.
Jesus, man.
So that's why today is all about the kids, Ted.
I've never seen that episode. Just like, stop saying that.
We got to help these kids.
It's Cartman. It shouldn't shock you at all.
Who were they making fun of? Who played that role?
Was it?
He's famous.
Not George Lopez.
It's one of not George. Oh God, I can picture the guy's
Rodriguez,
face, man.
Maybe.
No. Jesus. Driving me nuts. Hold on. This freaking guy.
Stand and Deliver? Is that the movie?
Yes.
It's not Stand By Me.
No.
Nope. Stand and Deliver. Hang on. Stand and Deliver.
So I can picture this dude's face.
It is. Oh,
Edward James Olmos.
Almost. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Gotta help the kids. So let's get started.
You guys, that was safer than doing Lean on Me? All I gotta do is stay white and die. That's what he said.
Now, you might remember the story from yesterday. Mike, I believe you brought this to us in headlines. We go to Florida, where a woman is facing charges after pointing a gun at two boys that were fishing in a pond near her backyard. Deputies responded to the home of Donna Elkins because she herself called 911 to report two boys fishing, as she said, in her backyard. Now, she told the 911 dispatcher that she had, quote, petrified them, and that she had stopped them and that they were laying on the ground. Well, according to deputies, the boys stated that they were fishing in a pond behind her home when she pointed a weapon at them, which was later identified as a long black pellet gun, but they did not know that at the time. So she then ordered them to the ground and told them they could not leave and threatened to, quote, blow their heads off. That, in the words of the mighty Apu from The Simpsons. You see, we're going all animated today.
Look at that.
Now, the boys remained on the ground in fear for their lives due to the presence of the gun. They were there for about 5 minutes. until the woman's husband came out of the house and disarmed her. Now, two other children that witnessed the incident, they provided deputies with similar accounts of what happened. Now, Elkins was arrested and booked into the Brevard County Jail on two charges of aggravated assault, two charges of false imprisonment.
Now,
Now, one of the boys, 15-year-old Braden, he said that Elkins told them multiple times that she was going to blow their heads off, saying, quote, "She said she was going to blow our brains out and that if we didn't listen to her, she would shoot, that she was going to blow our heads off." The eighth graders said they did not know that it was a pellet gun at the time. Quote, "In my head, it was a real gun, that she was going to shoot us and kill us, and the fact that she was saying that she was going to blow our heads off, you can't do that with a pellet gun. I really thought it was real." Anyway, the kid is hoping his sharing his story will stop it from happening again. Well, putting her ass in jail should help stop that. So that's story number one. Now we have everyone's favorite, Kanye West. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they have four kids together. They're ages 11, 9, 7, and 5. Well, in a new interview, Kanye says, and I quote, "I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with them, but that wasn't God's plan." Which, of course, begs the question, what happened? Every time Kanye pulled out a condom, God actually slapped it out of his hand. Not to mention, his two youngest were born via surrogate. Anyway, it should also be pointed out that in addition to making the statement about your children, who also see the interviews on social media, he showed up at the interview in a black KKK outfit. Wow. Kanye is Kanye. I just can't imagine, like, reading a blurb from my parents, like, "Wish we never had him. Didn't want to do it." And now we go to Alabama, where a woman's being arrested in Northwest Arkansas after she sold her baby for clothes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In cash. Amber Booth, 20 years old, she's from Alabama. She was booked into the Washington County Detention Center, and she's facing one count of accepting compensation for adoption. Now, deputies began investigating the case after receiving a phone call from this woman and her sister-in-law. The sister-in-law explained to Booth, the woman who sold the baby, had the baby in November of last year, and then that was transported over state lines and given to a 43-year-old woman there. The sister-in-law believed that the baby had been sold, and that when she and Booth tried to get the baby back, the woman told them they cannot have him. So if there's any redeeming quality, she felt differently of her initial decision. Now, the two explained that Booth signed a guardianship to the woman that was notarized, but not signed by a judge. Now, the deputy investigating the case spoke to the woman who explained that Booth brought the child over in mid-December and that Booth signed documents giving her custody, adding that even a lawyer was involved. The woman provided the document, and the deputy explained that it was not sufficient for custody because it was not signed by a judge. Now, the deputy contacted the DHS and explained that Booth wanted the child back, but the woman did not have custody, adding that if the woman was left with the child, Washington County would have essentially facilitated the kidnapping of said child. So this whole thing's getting convoluted. So the sister-in-law also told authorities that when Booth returned from Arkansas, she suddenly had extra money and was buying clothing and other items. Furthermore, sister-in-law stated that Booth had told her the money was offered for the child. She said that they have no ties to the woman, had not met before. Booth was later interviewed by the deputy and explained that the Elkins woman was the friend of a friend, and she thought the guardianship deal with the woman was only temporary. She denied accepting money at first, but later admitted to receiving several off-brand clothing items, and $50 cash for the child.
Wow.
But she did try to get her kid back, if there's anything redeeming about that
story. Still is nothing redeeming. I think she sucks the most.
Correct.
As far as who sucks the least.
Dude, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but to me, who sucks the least is Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Because those kids are probably a little traumatized fishing and a woman saying, I'm going to blow your heads off.
I'm torn on this, right?
I mean, look, he's an idiot. Everybody knows he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, at some point, like, his kids are going to have very strong feelings. So, like, I feel bad for his kids, but, like, he's just an idiot. This doesn't
surprise me. Okay, I hear my argument is just this. I've had guns pointed at me, just condition of where I grew up, right? There's no trauma from that. I have no particular PTSD.
And it's not a family member. I think Kanye sucks. He does not suck the least. I think that woman sucks the least because they're going to get over this. They're 15 years old. It'll be a moment in their lives that they wish didn't happen. But these kids are going to have to. That's their father.
And it was a pellet gun in the end, right? I just can't imagine. Like I said, I've had guns pointed at me. I've been shot at, actually, on two separate occasions. And it doesn't bug me. That's just how life played out. But if I read that my parents, especially on an international level.
That's what I'm saying. This is never going away.
Right.
No matter how old you are for the rest of your life, you're going to know that your dad stated publicly that he wished he did not have you.
Yeah. And, like, you can know he's an idiot and all that. Yeah. Right? I mean, and a lot of people have idiot parents or strung out, whatever. But I think the moment where they're like, I wish I didn't have you. And by the way, I'm not telling you this. I'm announcing it to the world. Yeah. That's just me.
Right.
I mean, it can go either way. That's just me, my personal, just like, man. And look, maybe my parents never wanted me. In fact, when I was about 15, I'm pretty sure they regretted their decision.
But they didn't say it.
But they never said it.
No. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.